This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday he opposed introducing mandatory vaccinations in Russia despite a surge in coronavirus infections in the country and slow inoculation rates. Putin says regional authorities are instead promoting localized mandatory vaccinations and other measures to avoid introducing new quarantines. Russia earlier Wednesday reported nearly 700 coronavirus deaths over the past 24 hours, a record number of fatalities for the second day in a row, according to a government tally. The country is grappling with a spike of infections spurred by the highly infectious Delta variant, first identified in India, with authorities struggling to convince Russians to get vaccinated. Putin said Wednesday some 23 million Russians had received a jab while claiming the country's homegrown vaccines are better than foreign alternatives, naming AstraZeneca and Pfizer. The Russian president has in recent months urged his people to get vaccinated and announced earlier this year he had got the jab without specifying which one of the country's four vaccines he'd received. On Wednesday, he announced he was inoculated with Sputnik V, the first vaccine registered in Russia. Bangladesh government said Wednesday it is deploying army troops beginning Thursday to enforce a strict lockdown amid a record spike in coronavirus cases driven by the Delta variant. Most restrictions imposed as part of a strict lockdown introduced in April have since been lifted, but a record spike in cases this week has prompted the government to order a week of tight controls. The government says no one will be allowed to go out except in case of emergency during the period, adding army troops alongside law enforcement agencies would be deployed to enforce the lockdown. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italy has completed its troop pullout from Afghanistan, Rome announced on Wednesday, ending a 20-year deployment there as part of an accelerated withdrawal of NATO forces. Members of the U.S.-backed alliance agreed in April to wrap up their 9,600-strong mission in Afghanistan after U.S. President Joe Biden made the call to end Washington's longest war. According to the ministry, 50,000 Italian soldiers were deployed to Afghanistan over the past 20 years after the 9/11 attacks prompted U.S. and NATO involvement in the country. Over that period, 53 soldiers died and 723 were injured. Italy was one of the five countries most involved in Afghanistan, along with the United States, Turkey, Britain, and Germany. Germany announced Tuesday that all of its troops had left Afghanistan as the largest pullout. That of the United States is ongoing. The withdrawal has fueled fears the Taliban could regain power in the country. Authorities in Florida have requested an additional search and rescue team to help look for survivors in the rubble of the collapsed condo tower. Kevin Guthrie of the Florida Division Emergency Management said his agency asked for an additional team from the federal government. He said the new team would allow crews that have been working at the site for days to rotate out and be on hand if severe weather hits the area in coming days. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says two storms in the Atlantic have a chance of becoming tropical systems, but it's unclear at this point whether they would pose a threat to the U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are planning a visit to the region on Thursday. Millions of Europeans have freely lived, worked, and studied in Britain for decades, but Brexit means those rights are no longer automatically granted. Britain's government introduced a, quote, settlement plan for the country's large European migrant community in 2019, and the deadline for applications is Wednesday. Beginning Thursday, any European migrant who hasn't applied will lose their legal right to work, rent housing, and access some hospital treatments or welfare benefits in the UK. Campaigners are worried that tens or even hundreds of thousands of Europeans, especially the elderly and children, may not have applied by the deadline. One key concern is that the immigration policy could leave a disastrous legacy that could take years to resolve. And Israel's new foreign minister is in the United Arab Emirates on the first high-level trip by an Israeli official to the Gulf Arab state since the two countries normalized relations last year. Yair Lapid's visit Tuesday to the UAE capital of Abu Dhabi comes after the two countries formalized ties in a deal brokered by former U.S. President Donald Trump's administration. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.